Chapter 10 Jack's Big Mistake. The three men were moving across the island as they fought. Norrington pushed Will hard, and he dropped the key. It flew through the air and fell into Jack's hand. "Ha-ha!" Jack screamed. He ran away down the beach. Norrington and Will quickly followed him. Holding the key tightly, Jack went into the old church and climbed some wooden stairs. High above him, the bones of the old churchman hung from a chain. Jack said, "Hello," to him, and continued his climb. Norrington and Will quickly followed Jack up the stairs. Norrington attacked Jack with his sword, but Jack stepped away. Norrington ran at him, took the key, and threw Jack down the stairs. As Jack fell, his hand found the dead churchman's chain. Jack and the churchman dropped down together. At the same time, Will, holding on to a second chain, was pulled up toward Norrington. As he passed the Commodore, he took the key. Then he ran out onto the church roof. On the beach, the water started to move again. Slowly, the heads of Jones's sailors came up out of the pale blue water. The men walked across the beach and stood next to the empty hole. Then they saw Will Turner step out onto the church roof. Will was trying to escape from Jack, Norrington, and now from Jones's men. He jumped across a hole in the roof. Using the point of his sword, Norrington lifted the key from Will's hand. The Commodore held it for a second. Then it disappeared. Jack had it again. Norrington turned angrily and knocked Jack's sword from his hand. He looked over his shoulder at Will. "Excuse me," he said. "I'm going to kill the man who destroyed my life." "That's okay," Will answered. Jack held up one finger. "Let's talk about this, Commodore. Are you sure you have the right man?" Will smiled. Jack was trying to save himself again. "You caught a famous pirate and put him in prison," Jack said. "You wanted to marry a beautiful woman. Who freed the pirate and stole your girl?" Jack turned toward Will. Norrington stopped Jack. "You've said enough," he shouted, and pushed his sword wildly at Jack. Jack threw up his hands and screamed. He fell down the roof, and the key dropped to the ground.